Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumah Tzaras, and Laws of Tumah Tzaras, in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which in this Perek we continue on to the next category. We spoke about up until this point regarding Tzaras of Adam. In this Perek we discuss Tzaras of a Beged, as it applies to a garment. As Rambam begins Halacha regarding what are the signs of Tumah in garments. So Tzaras Begadim, the Tzaras on a garment, is Kegris, the size of a bean, Ketzaras Adam, like it is by the Tzaras of a person. Of a pachas mega gris, but less than the size of a gris, this tar is going to be tar. Ushleisus amani tumah yesh behem. And there are three different signs of tumah that there are in the garment of a in the beged. You have yirakrak, as Ram is going to explain, very green, adam dam, very red, vapisoyin, and that which expands. Ushlosh mefarash matar, and these three are explicit in the tar. As Ram explains, yirakrak is high, hu ayorik shabay yurukin, is the green of the green. Meaning, show yodak harbet is very green, keknaf hatavas, either like the tip of the wing of a peacock, ukuhutze hadekel, or like the leaves of a palm tree. Madam dam hu odem shabadumim. That's where you get the name from. It's the red of the red. Shu odem harbet, which is very red, kizharis yofa, like that which is a very deep scarlet. Ushne maras elu mitzdarfim zemzeh. Now these two colors, which are both signs of tumah, a very red or very green, combine with each other. Now b'mari yodakrik oyedam dam. So with these colors of very green or very red, you put the garment into quarantine. Now, if it retains this appearance for 2 weeks, it's confirmed as tzaras, and you burn the whole garment. So it expands at the end of the first week, it's confirmed as tzaras, and you burn it. So beged shenida by nega yirakrik or adam dam. Like we said, if you have a garment that you see on it a nega, a very green or very red, meskida shabbos yam, you quarantine it for 7 days. Or a shvidoy, on the 7th day you look at it. Impasa if it extended machlita, it's confirmed. Vesoyev it's called a beged, you bring the whole garment. Now vim omen bemaneu veloy pasa, but let's say it retained its appearance and it did not expand. Oishah pasa, or it expanded, but vakaha mebeza mada shuhuskaben. But the two colors that it was quarantined because of them, it actually got lighter. Meaning it dimmed from its appearance. Oy, or shahisif hamad alahadim alahirik. Or actually, the appearance got redder or greener, but it didn't extend. Then what you do is as follows. Yichabis mukayma nega. You wash the area of where the nega is, and the yazkir shibas yamashenis, and then you put into quarantine for a second week. B'sev shibushen, at the end of the second week, shu yem yigim, which is day 13, ro, you look at it. Imka lamare shlishi, if it got lighter to a third color, it's lighter than either one of those two. How does it toin kibas? So then it needs to be washed, the tar, and it's pure. Now, vim nishtana ha-negev mashayah, let's say the negev changed from what it was. Kugain, for example, shayah yadakrik v'nasa dam-dam. Let's say it was very green and it became very red. Oy dam-dam v'nasa yadakrik, it was very red, it became very green. So kirdei mekayim ha-negev, so you tear the area of where the negev was of the garment off. V'sodev mashakar, you burn what you tore off. V'tayfer matlis b'mokam shakar, and then you sew a patch in the area where it was torn off, and that exempts the rest of the garment, and then you wash the whole garment a second time, and you dip it in the mikveh, and it's pure. But if, let's say, it retained the appearance of what it was originally quarantined for originally, so yechlita, it's confirmed as that of mitzayra, and you go ahead, and meaning this after the second week, and like we said before, then you burn the whole thing. Halacha beis nega, if there was a nega of tzaras in the garment, or yidakrak, that was very green. Ufasa adamdam. Now the extension, what expands, is actually very red. Or it was very red, and what expanded was very green. It is a sign that's going to be considered extended, because as we explained, that these two colors actually combine one with the other. So it will consider for pisayin. Halacha gimel. Nega, if there was a nega in the garment, that actually in the middle of the nega was actually an island that was clean without a neg on it. Ufasla, and again, the neg extended into that area, in a percent, that's not going to be qualified as extension. Ashayiv salachotz, until it extends outward. Shem pisin ha-neg le-toicha b'sim, because we don't consider what extends inside the neg as extension. That's beim v'adam, beim v'gadam, ubatam, whether for a neg on a person, or a garment, or for homes, it has to extend outwards, not inwards. Alach ha-dalat. Ha-pesayin ha-samach. Now, regarding when it extends what's near the primary nega itself, that's connected to it. So Baba Godman, when it comes to garments, is called shu. Even if it extends a little bit, even less than the gris, is going to make the thing tame. Baba Rochik, that which is far away from the primary nega that is quarantined for, or that which comes back, That would only be kegris if it has the size of a gris. Kitzad hatsom. So beged shehuzger. If you have a garment that was put into quarantine, but noil by nega acher kegris, and then developed a different nega, the size of a gris, rochik min hanega shehuzger, by far away on the garment from the nega which it was quarantined for. Okay, but it's the size of a gris. I raise a person. It's going to be considered as pisyon. Visarf, and you're going to burn the garment. Then pay pachas megris, but less than the gris, and it's not connected. Imashkichma, then you don't pay attention to it. Or let's say you have a garment that you tore off the part of the garment that had the neg in it at the end of the second week, like Kamash Ben, like we explained. The chaza by neg, and then the neg comes back, like we said, the rochik and the chaser are similar, but it came back the size of a gris. Then you surf, then you burn it. Let's say you have a garment that extended on it a neg after it was already released, that we said is tar, then you surf, then you're going to have to burn it. Someone that washed the nega at the end of the first week, like we explained, you also have to wash not just the area of the nega, but also a little bit from the garment that's around the area of the nega. It says in the Pasuk of Yikra, that which has the nega in it, which that seems to tell us, not just the nega, but the garment that has the nega in it, which therefore you have to wash the garment that surrounds the nega. And all in the gum of a garment that you wash them, you put on the 7 detergents that are used to remove a stain. Just like you use to remove a garment that has a menstrual blood stain. Like we explained in the topic of the halachas of Nida, in Paraktes Melchas Esur Biya Halacha Lamed Vav, which is coming to ascertain if it's real blood that's metames Nida or not. Here also, we use those 7 detergents to remove the nega. Halacha Vav discusses the actual patch of the garment. So beged shekar min ha-makom ha-nega, like we explained, sometimes a garment, we have to tear out the area of where the nega was. And v'tof ha-matlis, and then he goes and he stitches on the patch, like we explained. Then v'chaz the nega gegris al beged, let's say a nega, the size of a gris, comes back on the garment. So the garment is going to be tamei. But matr es ha-matlis, what you could do is, you could remove the patch and separate it from the garment. U'matzila, and you could save the patch from becoming tamei, because it actually originates from a tahar garment. And the Misai Rishar Beged, and you burn the rest of the garment that, okay, it came back, and that's going to make it as confirmed as Tzaras. Now, Chazan Nega la Matlis, but let's say actually the Nega comes back in the place of where you had torn out the Nega, meaning on the patch, then sorry for Sagal, then you have to burn everything, because this is considered part of this garment, and therefore you have to burn now the whole garment, including the patch. Halacha Zayin, Hatoyla min Hamuzger, someone cut a patch from a garment that had a nega, was quarantined and then purified, and now he takes that and patches that onto betahar, and he stitches on that patch onto a garment that never had a nega ever before. V'chaz a nega ala beged, and then the nega goes and develops back again on the original garment which you took the patch from. So in this case, soyef es hamatlis, you have to burn the patch because it still has a connection to the garment that has the nega, because the fact that you used the patch onto the tar beged doesn't make it as if it's not still related to the first garment, and it's as if the nega came back onto the patch. So you have to burn the patch. Now, chazal matlis, let's say the nega came actually back onto the patch, then a beged arishna musgi yisarv. So that first garment, which was originally quarantined, that whole garment also has to be burnt, because as if it came back to the original garment. Now, the matlis, now regarding the actual patch itself, which the nega came back onto it, the Shama says a beged tefuda by, so it's going to function for the garment that it was now sewed onto. It will function b'simanim with signs, meaning you have to go ahead and now quarantine this second garment, which now developed a nega because of the patch that's on it, and whatever signs of tumah tahara that develop onto the patch will be relative to this whole new garment. So it comes out that really this patch has a relationship with the original garment and the new garment. So imamid be'inav shnei shavuos. So let's say this nega remains on the patch of this new garment that was always tar, but you put a patch from the original garment onto this, and it stays like that for 2 weeks or it extends. So in 7 o'clock, you can burn the whole thing as if this new garment also has the nega. Halacha Ches continues regarding the halacha of the nega of the garment extending throughout the garment. So if this is a garment that initially, on its initial intake, comes totally covered with the very dark green or the very dark red, so mazgir shva shavu achar shavu. So you quarantine it a week after a week. If it retains its color for 2 weeks, as we said in general, which is always halacha, even just the size of a gris, you serve, you're going to burn that garment. Aval, but beged shiz gira, but let's say you have a garment that was quarantined. Ufasa nega bekuli, and then subsequently, after the first quarantine, then we see the nega extended throughout the whole garment. Vinasti yadakar kayadam became all of it very green or very red. Or let's say it was released because it was found to not be a negative tzras. V'achas shabatar, and then after it was released, bog kuli yadakar kayadam becomes totally green or totally red. Sorry, it's a tar. It's going to be tar, as we find the terminology karachas and gabachas by the neg of a person. We find karachas and gabachas by the tumma of a garment. Just like by a person, if it's parach bekuloi, if it paradoxically the whole thing becomes lavan, it's going to be tar. Also over here, parach bekuloi is going to be a state of tahar. Kibis apasa. Let's say the garment was washed and then extended. Again, that's the tumma of pasa. Besides, you serve, then it's going to be burnt. Halacha Tes talks about regarding the portions of a garment and its dye, meaning regarding the color. So, beged, regarding a garment, shemeichin yitzin al panav, that you have pieces of the cloth, the fabric that's coming out of the garment, min ha'arik, from the part that, from the weave, kugain tzagash al tzema, like you have the coarse rag of wool, which you it starts on being undone, and you have some of the fabric sticking out. Benir by nega, and you see nega on the fabric, en mistame. The garment's not going to become tame. Achiro ha nega ba meichin uba arigatzma, until the nega is seen on the fabric and on the weave itself, meaning it has to be both them together. Now, this it says by garments, bekarachta, begabachta, what does that mean? By a person, it means the bald spot in the front or the back. What does that mean, those terminologies regarding garments? It means something else. Karachta, the bald is elu hashchakim, is referring to the old garments, which the fabric is like a little bit bald, like wool, worn out a little bit. And gabachta, elu chadashim, that refers to the new garments. Halacha Yud, habegadim hatzavuim, the dyed garments, if it has a color, in the time of the garment does not get tumah of a nega. Beishatzavuim by the adam, whether it was dyed by a human, beishatzavuim by the shemem, whether it has a color naturally, ashri levan until they're white. Begesh hashis yitzavua, a way a garment is woven is you have the warp thread, which is the longitudinal, the straight, the length, and then you have the woof, which is the arv, which is gets interwoven into those threads. So, if you have a beged shishis yitzavua, if you have a garment that the warp threads are colored, the erbei lavan and then the woof, which are ones that are interwoven are white, or the other way around, erbei tzavua, if the woof is dyed, the shishis lavan and the warp threads are white, it doesn't make a difference. Everything goes based on the appearance. If it looks white, it's going to be qualified as white. If it doesn't look white, it's going to be qualified as colored. Now, regarding the dimensions of the garment, pachis meshalash etzbois al shalash etzbois min arig. If you have less than 3x3 finger breadths of a weave, in the gum, that's not going to contaminate for the tumah of nagam because that's not fit for anything. It's not considered as a beged. Halach yud alav, beged she'arg by pachas mashalash al shalash. Now let's say you have a garment that was woven less than 3x3 finger breadths. The nearby negan, you see negan. Now the achikach ishlim al shalash al shalash, and then subsequently was supplemented to be the size of 3x3 finger breadths. Now it is as a beged. Still tar is going to remain as tar because a negan is not going to contaminate unless it developed in a time and in a place that was fit to be tumah. And when it developed, it was less than shalosh shalosh. So therefore, it's not going to qualify for a neg of begadim. Lochid beis hatayfa matlias. If someone sews together patches, shein b'cholachs min shalosh shalosh. Now, neither one of these patches have 3x3 finger breadths. Basman beged. Now they stitch together all these patches, making a whole garment out of it. Here's a matam of the gum. It will have a matam of the gum. Shah tafer karib, because sewing is like weaving. B'kul beged echadu, and it's not independent entities. All one garment, and therefore will have a tumah of the negoim of a beged. Lachid gimel beged shu matlis matlis. We have a garment that's made out of patches. Mehen tzivu and mehen levanim. Some are dyed, they're colored, and some are white. Now, v'nir nega b'lavin shabai, and you see a nega on the white part, maskirin asi, you quarantine it. Imam etch nishavus, it retains the nega for 2 weeks. Nit mekula b'yisarf. All of it becomes tummy, and it has to be burnt because the area where the nega is establishes its status, and it was in the white part. So it's like a beged that has a nega. So if let's say you have the nega on one white patch and it spreads to another white patch on that garment, or it's a beside, that's going to be considered as extending. Although that you have a colored part in between them, because by garments you could contaminate as extension even far away from the nega, as long as we said in halacha dalet, as long as the extension is the size of a gris, less than a gris, if it's a distant extension, then it would not contaminate. But here, even though it's going through a colored area, if the new area and the white is, it has the size of a gris, it would be considered as the pisayin to make a tummy. Now, Hayikuli Tzavu, let's say it was old colored garment. Uvay pas echad lavan, I feel like a gris, and there was one patch that was white, even just the size of a gris. The nearby negan, you see a negan it. Yaskir, you have to quarantine it. Why? Because Shem Amad Be'enov, because if it retains that nega, v'lohaisim, and even if it does not increase, but v'lekah does not decrease for Shnei Shavuos to 2 weeks, you're certainly going to have to burn it. So therefore, even though you can't really have pisyon, because nowhere takes tent to, because everything else is colored, and that will not qualify as pisyon, but there are other ways that's going to be tame, which is simply if it retains that for the period of 2 weeks, and therefore it qualifies for hezger, for being for confined, for quarantine, because ultimately it could be Yisrof that is going to have to be burned.